on 92.3 KGON. KGON.
Hey, songs we all know so well. Best Friend's Girl. We're with the new cars tonight with Prairie Chasm, Greg Elliott, and Todd, taking your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. The lines are jammed right now. Keep giving it a shot. RockLineRadio.com will tell you who's coming up on the program. Next week, it's Phil Collin and Vivian Campbell of Def Leppard. They're each going to play a song live, and we have a three-week jump on their forthcoming CD, Yeah, so we'll be playing selections from that. The week after is Sammy Hagar, then Ted Nugent, Cheap Trick, Steve Miller playing live, and about three or four more artists of that quality that we're about 90% with. We'll be revealing in a couple of days here. Right now it's time for the encore question. Last week we were joined by David Ragsdale, Phil Ehart, and Rich Williams of Kansas.
Todd, hi, this is Richard with Kansas. And we are wondering, once you've been with the cars a while and you become more not a new guy anymore, are you going to perhaps add some NAS material to the lineup?
Let me see now.
We already did.
I think we already have at least one NAS song in the lineup, ironically enough. And your check is in the mail. Thanks for asking.
And the song is on the air. Good. The new cars tonight on Rockline Open My Eyes. Rich Williams of Kansas got his question answered. Yes, they are doing NAS, and you just heard one of those songs from Todd's early band back in Philadelphia days. From Lancaster, California, Leslie, you're on Rockline with the new cars.
Hi, how you guys doing? You guys rock?
Sweet.
You rock, and I want to know, will you record a new album with all new songs soon?
I was thinking that, too.
The possibility is open. It's just that right now we don't seem to have a window to do it in.
Certainly we're going to finish this year cycle of touring and, grow together as a band and
then grow apart.
And then grow apart and then grow together and grow apart. No, we hope to. You know, we hope this thing continues for quite a while. That would be the next step.
Right now, I can see that the window is not there because you got the tour coming up. And will the tour be extended if things go well? Is that a possibility? You want to do these 29 days first
and
get back
terribly. It won't be extended. But we're ostensibly, you know, we're going to be hitting just about every place on the planet that ever had a Cars fan in it. So, yeah, that's, you know, the game plan.
If all goes well and people love the band and want us to, you know, continue, the tour could last about a year.
And if they can endure the incredible ticket prices.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 30 a show. I think we'll get over it, yeah. All those dates are available at the website, thenewcars.com, so you can see if they're coming your way or not. Leslie, thanks for joining us tonight. Nita is in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to Rockline, Nita.
Hi. How does it feel to be on the road again, guys?
Well, we're almost on the road.
Almost on the road.
Kaz, man, say something.
I'm saying something. I was thinking.
Wake up.
But nothing's happening. How you doing, Anita? How's Columbus these days, sweetheart?
Do you think the Cars should be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Don't really care one way or the other.
I don't think any of us are really into that kind of...
We didn't do this to get trophies, you know?
Yeah, well, you're touring with a band that is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Kind of rhymes with trophies.
A lot of Cars fans would like to see the Cars in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's right. We're going to be doing a lot of shows with Blondie.
It certainly would be nice, you know, but, you know.
Maybe.
Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't.
I don't understand the process
if
sometimes.
If we do get asked, somebody was talking about having Johnny Rotten write our acceptance.
Yeah, he'll be presenting.
He'll do it on a napkin, too, yeah.
All right. As soon as Weird Al Yankovic is inducted, then I think, you know, very next...
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, that should open some doors right there. You can talk to the New Cars tonight at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's the number Jim called in Cumberland, Maryland. Jim, you're on Rockline.
Great. How you doing?
Good. All right, Jim.
Hey, just want to say, huge Todd Utopia fan. Love the Tubes. Love the Carsis. A win-win situation for me. I just felt that like all three groups have pioneered different things in different aspects of their career, and with the ticket sales that you're doing, you're giving a 10-song digital album download kind of thing through e-music.
Yes.
Is that something you guys kind of?
Do you work for us?
Well, nope, we'd like to.
Would you like to?
You know.
Jeff, is that you?
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to your show at Wolf Trap, which is one of two that you don't get the digital download for.
Oh, no. We'll bring you one.
You promise?
No.
I'm in the 10th row. I'll be there.
I tell you what, just go ahead and give your home phone out on the air tonight, huh, Jim?
Sure, no problem.
They'll give you a call, yeah. He raises a good point with the digital downloads and all that. Now, what does one have to do? Can anybody explain that?
Well, when you buy a ticket, you go on to either eTunes,
eMusic,
Ticketmaster.com, or VH1Classic.com, and you get a code with the ticket. That you go on those websites and you enter the code and you get this free digital download, album download, and it's 5 tracks of ours and 5 Blondie tracks. I understand some rarities and live things from them.
It's kind of like a TV dinner or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you get the.
It's like a preview of the show. Yeah.
But the peas always go in the apple thing.
And oh, I know. It's a whole mess.
It's Food Line, and you're on the air. Thanks to Jim for calling. And that's a cool feature, you know. You get a ticket in advance, and you get something extra there. So,
yep.
Yeah, all kinds of things going on.
Most venues.
We like the nightlife, baby. We're the New Cars tonight. And Todd is joining us, Elliot, Greg, Chasm, Prairie, and your calls toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. And it's time for Let's Go. Live, baby, let's go. It's the New Cars tonight on Rockline with Greg Hawks and Kasim Sultan, Elliot Easton, Todd Rundgren, Prairie Prince, and your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 7625 at the end for you there, in case you don't want to fiddle with it. Bob is in White Plains, New York. Welcome to Rockline, Bob.
Hey. Hey, this, what I've heard so far, guys, it really sounds great. You guys really seem like you gel good together. My question is to Todd. How hard was it for you to adapt your vocal style into the Cars?
Well, I touched on this previously, I believe. You know, that there's a kind of a overlap, or I have to find the comfortable overlap between three different styles of singing. One is my own, which is tends a little bit towards the hard rock and R&B, if there is anything that that they share. And there is Rick's vocals, and nobody sounds like Rick. Rick just, you know, when you hear Rick, it sounds like Rick, and there's nobody that sounds like him. And then there's Ben, who is, in my estimation, he was one of the great rock vocalists. He just had a sound to his voice, and the things that he chose to sing just, you know, seemed to be just perfect for the material that he was dealing with. So you have to sort of, like, I don't know that you'd psychoanalyze the way that people sing, but you do have to kind of maybe figure out where they're coming from a little bit and put your head in that space. And at the same time, without abrogating, you know, your own inclinations of things that I like to do. And who knows, by the time we get to the end of the tour, it may start sounding like Peebo Bryson or, you know, or Edwin Starr, you know, or something like that, you know.
Sugar Pie DeSanto.
Well, you know, Ben's voice, the vulnerability that you hear in the song Drive is just so compelling. Yeah, really great.
Interestingly enough, that Chasm sings
yeah,
that
I
one.
Yeah, I sing that one. And I agree with Todd. I think Ben was a really a great singer.
He had a terrific solo album that got no attention at all, hardly, you know. And I would recommend anybody who can find the thing, you know, to go out and check out his solo album.
I've heard a rumor that it may be coming out on CD. I don't know that it ever has.
All right, well, that's something. Post that on thenewcars.com if that happens.
Yeah, you well, Chasm, how do you, like, relate to Ben singing when you have to do Drive? That's got to be a big
question.
I approached it before we started doing it, and everybody said, Kaz, you're going to sing Drive, and I was like, ooh, that's like, you know, really, first of all, it was a huge song, and second of all, it's like, you know, the vocal is so important in that song because it's really all vocal. And I was a little intimidated by it at first, but it seems to fit my voice pretty well. I'm comfortable singing it.
I haven't heard any complaints.
yeah, I mean, you know, it's like I love singing ballads. So
yeah, I get wet when I hear you.
That's exactly what I was going for.
Yikes!
TMI. Too much
wet.
Information.
Oh God, it's starting to smell in here.
Too much information. Let's try to get our caller Bob back on the line. Bob, do we have you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah?
Did we answer the question at all?
Yeah, oh, you answered the question very well. Bob, it sounds like you're driving a truck. Are you driving a truck?
Yes, I am driving a truck.
Okay.
What up, good buddy?
Hey, toot the horn for us.
Yeah, see, that's a rock line tradition. You got to toot the horn.
Which one? You want the air horn or the city horn?
Whatever's the biggest, bass and loudest.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir. All right. Cool. Long standing tradition on this show.
Across the USA. Great.
It's head to Tuscaloosa, you guys. Lance is in Tuscaloosa. Welcome to Rockline. You're on with the New Cars.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Lance.
How's it going?
All right, guys. I got one question for Elliot Easton. He is the man, and I want to know, Elliot, where can I find one of your signature new guitars?
A signature new guitar.
Which one?
I have a
couple of them.
No,
there.
I have a new. No, I only have one. Well, I have two. I have a Martin acoustic, and I have a Gibson electric. I'm imagining you're asking me about the Gibson, the SG.
Right, right.
That will be introduced this summer at the trade show in Nashville, the NAMM show. I believe they're going to announce it. I just recently approved the prototypes, and they're going to go into production. So I imagine you'd be able to order one towards the end of the summer.
There you go.
What does it go for, like $30,000?
No, actually, it's a pretty reasonably priced for a custom shop Gibson guitar.
But you get a 6-song download with it, so.
Well, you know. I'll come and teach you the solo from
He'll
just
send
what
you
I
a
needed.
Pack of strings.
Yeah, you get a 6-string download.
I'll give you there's a free lesson with every guitar.
Fun night tonight, a really fun night with a lot of great musicians, Prairie Prince, Kazem Sultan, Todd Rundgren, Greg Hawks, Elliot Easton. They're taking your calls. It's toll-free. We'll pick up the tab at 1-800-344-ROCK. We have to take a time out. Rockline is brought to you by Fox. Fox Monday on an all-new 24, Terror at 40,000 feet when Jack takes over a passenger plane that's carrying the tape that proves the president is a traitor. 24 continues Monday on Fox. That sounds like the dangerous type right there.
You know when you open